Hello and good morning from Proactive New York. Joining me today is Evan Sohn, CEO at Recruiter.com Group. Evan, good to see you again. It's been so long. How are you?
Good to see you, Christine. Thanks so much.
Evan, we last spoke about earnings. Today, we were talking about a partnership the group has formed with Oyster. Tell me first who Oyster is.
So Oyster is what we would call a global employer of record. So let's break that down a little bit. You have someone that sends you your paycheck and they're registered in the state of New York because you live in the state of New York. And if you have employees that are all over the country, it's often complicated for an individual company to do that. So you'll use a bigger company, whether that's Paychex or ADP or JustWork, some of the new wave platforms that do that. And they will actually have all the registrations in all the states and they'll handle all the payroll, the taxes, and then all the benefits and all those other things associated with it. So that works really great inside the US. But what if you want to open up an office in Argentina? And if you want to open an office in Argentina, you'd have to go through the legal rigmarole of opening up an office in Argentina. So now, as the world is moving from this sort of work anywhere into hire from anywhere, the need for companies to say, gee, I need employees now, not just in the US, I need them all over the world, and not just in one location, but in multiple locations. There are a few companies that have emerged in this space. So Oyster is now a unicorn. They've reached $1 billion status in under 2 years. They just raised $150 million, and they operate really in 150 countries. So you can actually hire people from anywhere on the planet, and they, using their platform, you can actually pay them and stay legal and comply with all regulatory requirements, et cetera. It really enables this hire from anywhere. And we were talking about that at the end of last year, where we're going to see work from anywhere, meaning let's let Christine work from anywhere she wants in the world, to, hey, hire from anywhere. Let's go find employees really anywhere in the world. And that's what Oyster does as a company.
So for Recruiter.com's customers, what are the advantages here for them?
Yeah, so that's great. And it's actually more of an advantage for Recruiter.com than it is for Recruiter.com's customers. So we're Recruiter.com, great domain name, great URL. SEO, so search engine optimization, our inbound, and the way we get the bulk of our leads, the bulk of our customers today are from inbound website activity that they've done. So we get these, we would call them organic. We're not paying for the traffic that we get. We get a lot of inbound traffic and inbound leads. Another source of leads are really through partnerships. And this is a partnership because the company that's looking for Oyster to help them hire people in Argentina, let's go back there, might actually need help finding the people in Argentina. And Oyster doesn't do that. Oyster is a payments. They handle the payments of the talent. And we actually handle finding them. So, you know, simply put, we find them, they pay for them. And that really is the advantage. Now it's bi-directional. So we provide them and their clients a discount for using our service. We provide them a residual. And if our clients want to use Oyster, we also get a residual. But for us, it's really about helping their clients find people around the planet.
So really good all-in-all partnership for Recruiter.
It's really exciting. You know, in the first couple of days, we've had inquiries for, hey, we need a recruiter over in Germany. Oh, we need an on-demand recruiter over in Ghana. Oh, we need, you know, so just pretty incredible to see where people are hiring. People are going to be hiring all over the world. And these are a lot of like 80% of their business, I think, is actually U.S. customers looking for employees outside the U.S. And if you think about what the pandemic did, the pandemic got Christine to move back home to, I'm going to pick on you, Christine. You know, Christine is from Argentina and Christine moved back to Argentina to be with her family during the pandemic. And you know what? You really like it there. And there's Proactive. You're trying to expand. They're trying to find people. There's a talent shortage. It's expensive. And Christine said, you know what? There's some really awesome people here in Argentina. Why don't we hire more people in Argentina? And so instead of really opening up, quote unquote, an office, you can use Oyster and all of a sudden have this virtual office set up legally inside of Argentina to support the company. And now you're going to say, gee, there's a talent shortage. Maybe there's a recession. I want to save some money. And Christine goes to her management, hey, look, not only is Argentina a great source of talent, but it's actually less cost, right? The salaries there, it's a less expensive place to hire talent with whatever you're looking for. And I think this is really going to be something that we're going to be talking more and more about over the next couple of months. So if the pandemic sort of created work from anywhere, the pandemic fuel is now fueling hire from anywhere. The shortage of the labor market, the ability to work from anywhere, and then this maybe impending pandemic where a recession where we're looking for lower cost alternatives really point to being able to hire people from anywhere.
Really looking forward to seeing how this all plays out. Evan, good to see you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Christine.